Thank you, Doctor, for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to listen to the word of the Lord that was spoken to you during the last service, but also the word that was spoken to you from the team of prophets as well. No woman of God, that you're coming into your own, and you're going to take on a real leadership role in this season. For the Lord says, I strengthen you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and you're going to find that you're going to prosper because I see expansion. God said, I'm setting the stage, I'm setting the platform, because expansion, recognition, and finances are coming into your hands. You're going to obtain much in this season. Things has been difficult, but God says you're going to see that it was all worthwhile because increase is all around thee. That is the word of the Lord.
I keep wanting to say Pastor and Reverend Samuels.
God bless you, Dr. Gamora. I just heard the word of the Lord saying that you've been trying to accomplish quite a bit lately, and you've become frustrated because you find yourself keep second-guessing yourself and rewriting what you have already written. God says to put it down and then to come back to it and to not throw away anything, because each one of those slots that you think shouldn't fit, fit, but it may not fit in that spot. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Dr. Gamora. I confer with the prophetess, for there's much. You have such an analytical mind, but God says don't overthink the process. God says just seek him regarding this book that's coming forth, this journal, God says that even as you journal, God says, I'm going to give you what to say. I'm going to give you what to do. God says, I even have the audience. God says that I'm taking care of the financial matters that's revolving this assignment, saith the Spirit of Truth. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Dr. Samuels. I just hear God saying that this is a time, I just see you out in an open field. I see the lilies. I see the beautiful flowers. It's like blooming time for you. God says the flowers are beginning to bloom. I know it's summer, but it's like springtime to you. This is a season that God says things are blooming and you are beginning to sprout and you're springing up and you're springing forward. The beautiful sunshine, I see that out. I just see God just really showing that you are beginning to blossom in this season. God says the increase, the financial blessings, all of that is sprouting up and sprouting out, and it's flourishing around you. The blessings of the Lord are springing forth and springing up, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I wanted to say Pastor Gamora, too. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's a shifting. God is saying that he's elevating you in this season. God is saying for you to cast all your cares upon him. I hear God saying that there is new revelation that's coming forth through you. God is saying breakthrough is at hand. I hear God saying for you not to worry, not to doubt, not to fear, but God is saying that he's moving forward on your behalf, and God is saying that it's a new day and a new season for you, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Dr. Gamora. I'm hearing the word of the Lord for you saying that you are to be persistently consistent. And God says to whatever it is that you put your mind to, God says for you to be persistently consistent. And I'm hearing God says favor. There's so much favor all around you in healing. And God says that he's going to do a transformation. And God says the transformation is occurring right now. And I'm hearing God say that there's something that you're going to start or be doing. I don't know why I'm hearing. First, I'm hearing philosophy around you. And then I'm hearing like an institution. So there's something that you're going to be starting with the people, sharing and pouring in. And I know you have doctor in front of you. And it's as though that's going to be advanced or even more doctors. Because you're going to be pouring into so many people until it's almost like you're going to have a school of some sort. Because I'm hearing God say, institute and philosophy. There's so much wisdom on the inside of you. And God says that you're going to be doing a lot of sharing. And I don't know if you have already started writing.
Okay.
Because I see you doing so much writing because I'm hearing the word literature around you. So writing and reading, so much literature. But God says that he's preparing you. And I just see you, your name, you just so much fame with your name. So God says that, you know, he's favoring you. And that's the word of the Lord.
And I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. For I heard Father God saying, greater should be your latter years than your former years. Father God says you have been in the season of the test before the blessing. And Father God says, yes, you're walking through your pit experience. Yet Father God says you're going to prosper out of it. I do hear Father God saying, make sure you're keeping a journal in this season, because that journal is going to become your book, and you're going to publish the book. Because Father God says this is great. There's great wisdom. There's great wisdom that needs to be documented and recorded. I do hear Father God saying, show yourself friendly to family members in this season. Father God says, let the past be the past. Father God says, close your ears and hearts to any negativity, for there's going to be a reunion. Now, Father God says, it doesn't mean that you'll have to entrust them to all of your business and affairs. Father God says, just show yourself friendly. Because Father God says, in doing so, you're going to gain support and resources that are necessary in this season and seasons to come. Father God says, everything that you're looking for concerning support, there's a lot of support there in the family. Father God says, whatever this is, when this season comes, Father God says, you're not to hire family, though. Because I'm looking at, I so agree with the word that Elder has spoken. God says he'll give you wisdom and he'll give you a release when to and if to, but don't start your planning stages about putting names down. I'm going to hire this person, do this person thing, and this. Father God says not so in this season. God says they have to prove themselves first. They must prove themselves, because I'm looking at a young lady that you're thinking about hiring in due season. I'm looking at a young lady right now, and it's like almost for her to do things with accounting, things with technology and computers. Whatever this is about, that season will come. Your Father God says, just don't mention anything now. Let him give you the release to do so. Father God says, let the family prove themselves in this season. It's just, I see a lot of just turmoil and things of that nature that have had to do with family members that you trusted and then they let you down. Father God says you won't walk through that season again. Your Father God says you'll qualify who those you'll put in place in a position. Now, your aunt that usually comes with you, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'll speak with you after service. But I hear Father God saying you both need to come together and walk with the season before the 88 days is over, which is the 22nd. Father God says walk with $1,000 seed. So that means if you have to gather, now this is where you'll qualify who you would gather. Father God says there needs to be a generational seed planted, because Father God says it's time for you guys to get on that plane. Did you guys go already book your flights? Father God says don't procrastinate on that. Because Father God says there's a shifting taking place in this season, and it's shifting you in a season of wealth and prosperity. So Father God says delay doesn't mean denial, but this is the season we're getting ready to move into harvest. God says did you guys plan the date you guys are going there? Okay. Father God says from the 1st of October to the end, like the third week of October, be mindful. Don't make any hasty decisions. Don't sign any paperwork unexpectedly in a haste, because Father God says if you do, you're going to have to redo it. Also, Father God is saying there's a lot. With this 1,088, you'll get the one-on-ones with Bishop and I. It's just Father God says this is the season now. Don't let September leave without documenting that seed. Because Father God says November, December, going into, I'm looking January, February, March, April, I see a lot of transition. I see a move coming. Had you and your aunt planned on moving?
No.
I see a move coming. And I'm looking at a larger home. It's just a larger home by next spring.
I do have a desire to get
up. Yeah. God says it's done. God says it's done. So get ready, get set, and get on your mark and get ready to go. And that's the word of the Lord. It's done.
Hallelujah. And just know, woman of God, that the Lord is developing you, and he's creating a space of expansion for you. A place of growth. a place where you're going to prosper and a message that's going to come forth out of you. And I just hear God says that he's renewing. He is working at a deeper molecular structure. He's working down in the cells. He's working down in the genes and even in the atoms. Because I saw things sparking. I saw the cells, even in your body, becoming stronger and nourishing and empowered. Because it seems as if God's going to make a sign out of you, and he's going to heal you, and there will be no traces. And it's like one cell, one atom would minister to the other, and one will disciple the other, and where there may have been issues concerning the innermost being, the cells and the atoms and things of that nature, God said it's just going to begin to, I don't know, it's like it's just going to fall to the wayside. It's just going to fall to the wayside. And where there was dead things, there'll be life. There'll be life. So prepare for that, because God said, I'm moving at a deep, deep level. A deep, deep level. Because it says stuff is drying up, but new life is coming forth. There is the dying of the old and the beginning of the new. Life, 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 life. For you will live and you will prosper. And that is the word of the Lord. You will have an awesome testimony, and that's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for the seed of $99. And we're going to get your scriptures out to you as well. Thank you, thank you.